what did, well, first of all, what is your opinion of what President Biden just said, defeated and ineffective?
Well, I mean, his words don't match the video evidence that has been presented so far on Telegram, on X, on TV. Again, until a final battle damage assessment can be made, it's hard to say. One way an attack could be ineffective is if, for instance, Nevatim Air Base had been emptied of all critical assets and literally the Iranians struck empty shelters. Then you could say it was ineffective. But what he's doing right now is classic American doublespeak. The United States does not want this to escalate at all. And the key aspect to escalation is the concept of deterrence, modes of deterrence. If Iran has done something that both Israel and the United States publicly say shows the ineffectiveness of Israel's defenses, Israel has lost any notion of deterrence, and stability goes along with that. I think the United States is anxious to keep Israel from over-escalation, meaning they know that Israel is going to retaliate. Iran knows Israel is going to retaliate. What the United States is trying to do is create a set of circumstances that allow Israel the ability to retaliate with a significant strike, but not something that prompts an immediate Iranian retaliation, and withdraw back to its borders, maintaining the fiction of effective missile defense, so that politically Netanyahu has some sort of cover to hide behind. And that's appears to what he's doing. I don't know how long this subterfuge, if indeed it is subterfuge, can last. There is commercially available satellite imagery. There's eventually we're going to get to know what was hit in Israel and how badly it was hit. The Iranians will publish a target list and the truth will come out. But I think right now Biden is desperately trying to contain a situation that has gone grossly out of control. The U.S. Navy did not stop this attack. It was supposed to, but it did not stop this attack. It did intercept a handful of missiles. But again, the Iranians have had some time now to figure out America's shipborne anti-missile defense protocols. And I would imagine that they did things designed to get the radars to lock on to certain targets, which were decoys, and then confuse the firing solution by mixing up the missiles coming in. And the end result was saturation, and the ineffectiveness was on the part of the Americans. Too many missiles hit the ground simultaneously for anybody to believe the notion that the United States and Israel had an effective defense.
Are United States defenses on the ground in Israel, or did they all come from naval ships, ships in the Mediterranean?
No, I believe that the United States has both. We have the ships, which provide the bulk of it in terms of the numbers, but we've also deployed one and maybe two THAAD batteries. THAAD are a more advanced intercept capability than the Patriot. We also may have some Patriot batteries on the ground, especially since we put American troops on the ground. We'll be protecting them with American assets. We would never allow American troops to be deployed and only have Israeli assets on them. We provide our own force protection. So, we have ground-based interceptors in Israel as well as the sea-based interceptors.
Is Netanyahu